Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away. This is a show that focuses on new and established songwriters from Atlanta, Canada, across Canada, and around the world. Hello and welcome to another episode of Songwriters from Here and Away. My name is Robert Campbell. Thanks for being here. Really appreciate your support of the artists. We'll kick it off with an artist from my hometown of Edmonton, Alberta. This is Lily Monahan, M-O-N-A-G-H-A-N. The track is called Willing to Wait.
Let's go for a ride, baby. There's not much left to do in this town.
You high.
That was Washes Over Me by a band out of Grand Prairie, Alberta, sticking around the Alberta province. Mick Kindred, M-C-K-I-N-D-R-E-D. They're making some waves out there and spreading across Canada. You're hearing them here on Songwriters from Here and Away. We have Taya Koper out of Toronto. Taya spelled T-H-E-A, actually. And they've got a new single out. This one is called The Outlaw.
Everything before your eyes was changing. Does morning break the evening tide? Do bluebirds sing to end the night? So tell me, I run through the desert. I know no land, and when I come to town.
Come. I had a dream. Phoenix, Arizona, I was standing in the desert. Oh, I would stand like that forever. No living thing, just sand and stone.
That was Ian North. The track is Antarctica. New release. Ian is from Orillia, Ontario. So we stuck around the Ontario province for the last couple of tunes. This is Songwriters from Here and Away. We are going to take a short pause. Please don't go away.
Are you listening from a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one who is incarcerated in the area? Calls from Home is a bi-weekly show that connects friends and family with their loved ones behind prison walls through the power of community radio. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for someone on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390 or email us at cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net. You can also message us on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio or send us a letter. CPR, care of CFRC, Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3NC. The CFRC radio signal carries to the following institutions: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay, Frontenac, Joyceville, Pittsburgh, Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and Cape Vincent Correctional Facility. Messages will be broadcast every second Wednesday between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM or online at cfrc.ca. In 2026, shows will take place every second Wednesday beginning on January 7th. Please contact us at least one day before the show date with your messages and requests. You can also remind yourself of show dates and contact information on our Instagram page at CFRC Prison Radio or online at cfrc.ca. We can't wait to play your messages and song requests on the air.
Welcome back to CFRC. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new track by Kingston-based songwriter Sarah O'Neill called This Mess, a song and video that were created by editing together discarded test footage from September 2024. The video explores the creator's connection to her ever-changing mind, body, and image. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream This Mess by Sarah O'Neill on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I can't write or make anything good. I can't find a substitute. Living in truth, my mind's not wide enough. Guess this mess gets mine.
My mind's not wide enough. Guess this mess, I guess it's mine.
Hey everyone, the name's Jaden, and I'm the host of the hot new show on CFRC's block, Sounds of the Diaspora. On this show, we'll be celebrating black music across all eras, genres, and borders, with a dose of history and politics. From hip-hop to rock and roll, from Afrobeats to Bossa Nova, we're your one-stop shop for everything black. Every Thursday at 10 p.m., only on 101.9 CFRC. And remember, the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by Ted Shepherd called Afternoon Vacation. This is a number about a fairly typical midweek day for Monsieur de Cuisine in downtown Kingston, starting at Crave, getting Tony'd at the Duke, and then picking up a few vinyl albums instead of groceries downtown. The song is for the ones that got away. Afternoons, that is. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Afternoon Vacation by Ted Shepherd on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Shep, where you been?
Yeah.
So I started my day at the Crave Cafe, sipping on an Americano. Started tapping my toe, bounce my head to and fro, need to get my little piano. So I'm on my way home, spitting rhymes in my phone. When I see that the Duke is serving, I think I should probably eat. So I cross the street, sit down, and start conversing. Well, it's Tony on the Pine, and he's talking double time. Fist bumps and the Strongbow. Before I know it, it's three. I've got some place to be. Gotta go pick up my Sunbow. Well, I didn't eat it all, but my belly's pretty full. Turning booze right into smiles. Now it's time for me to dip, check some items off the list, or browse the record store aisles. Well, I got Tony, huh?
Good God.
Where'd you go? Same bar.
That guy throws daytime soirees.
Midnight smash.
I heard
sun's out.
Absurd.
Buying vinyl instead of groceries.
Nobody throws parties like my man T-Body. It's a midweek celebration.
Extended lunch breaks. Yeah, he's got what it takes to make an afternoon vacation.
Yeah, the place is like Cheers with the regulars and the beers, but it's not in downtown Boston. It's greater than there, cause our man with long hair is better than Woody and Danson. Now, if you're thinking I'm normal, well, you're getting pretty warm, but I'm slimmer and straighter haired. And I've got a bunch of clips giving facts out like gifts. I don't mind, cause I'm quite impaired. Yeah, Wellington Street is where we like to meet for a pint and the odd brown shot. Yeah, glasses stay full. Like my man T-Body, it's a midweek celebration. Extended lunch breaks, yeah, he's got what it takes to make an afternoon vacation. Make an afternoon vacation. Well, I got Tony at heart.
Good God,
where'd you go? Same bar.
That guy throws daytime soirees.
Midnight smash.
I heard
sun's out.
Absurd.
Buying vinyl instead of groceries.
Nobody throws parties like my man T-Body. It's a midweek celebration.
Extended lunch breaks. Yeah, he's got what it takes to make an afternoon vacation.
The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
coming up now on this week's Release Radar. In partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present the third single released by local rockers Rogue Rising. The new song, Ouija, released just ahead of Halloween, comes with a heavier sound and darker tones than earlier releases and was written in the midst of a thunderstorm, allowing the song to capture a spooky and ominous mood. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Ouija by Rogue Rising on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Cindy. This is absolutely frivolous. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a cold but lovely day outside, so I'm so happy to be here in this warm, lovely studio that is CFRC. We are a wonderful little place. If you're just tuning in for the first time and never even heard of us, I'm so glad you're here. CFRC has been around since a long time, for over 100 years. So I'm really glad that people are here listening, whoever you may be. As you may not know, or you may know, we are in the midst of our funding drive. So CFRC, of course, is a community and campus radio station. We are located on Queen's University campus, but we are here for the community of Kingston and surrounding areas. And so our CFRC news is actually pretty special. If you don't listen to it very often, go check it out or go listen to the archives. If you go to cfrc.ca, click on listen, find the archives page, you'll find our various news shows listed in the calendar or in the schedule, and you'll be able to listen to all the wonderful people that put those news shows together. And I'm always so impressed by their hard work and their detail. If you didn't know, like I said, we are pretty much funded by various sources. And our funding drive, of course, that has started the beginning of November and will go all the way till the end of December, is a pretty remarkable thing. It's 2 months worth of asking for your help and appreciating you for helping. Because if you go to cfrc.ca, click on the donate button, you'll find all the various ways you can donate to CFRC. All our wonderful sponsors, such as WIT, or Old Farm Fine Foods, Tango Nuevo, Agent 99, the Queen's Alumni Review, Atomica, Pokeworks, Mighty Bird, the Fun Zone, Skin Fusion, Smokes Poutinerie. So many different people help us out that sponsor us, which is wonderful. Oh, and the Grad Club, personal favorite of mine, of course. But that's just, I love them all. All these places are actually pretty amazing. And I highly recommend that you shop from them instead of any of the big box stores or Amazon this Christmas. And support local, of course, as you well know. Gift certificates to all these wonderful restaurants. And, of course, Minotaur has games, gifts, crafts that are awesome for friends and family. Anyway, see, every city needs someone who listens, someone who notices the small stories that don't make the headlines but still shape the heartbeat of a place. That's CFRC News. Our team here at CFRC and your news brings Kingston to Kingston every day, on air and online. It's local, it's independent, and it's honest. If you believe that truth and facts deserve airtime, help keep independent CFRC local news alive. Your donation gift trains new storytellers, funds the mics and recorders they need, and protects independent journalism right here at home in Kingston. Donate today, please. Because local news isn't a luxury, it's how communities stay connected. So like I said, go to cfrc.ca, click on donate. You can either do it through the Queen's University donate button and then you'll get a tax receipt. Or if you donate directly through the website for CFRC, you will get amazing free gifts from CFRC and local sponsors that I just mentioned. Plus up to 50 chances to win more raffle prizes. Oh my God, it's so much fun. I'm not joking. That sounded a bit sarcastic, but I really like that we have all these options for donation, all these free gifts to give you from our sponsors, and we also have a weekly raffle on top of all that goodness. So, like I said, please go to cfrc.ca and donate. I only have one comedian for you to celebrate the wonderful comedy that is out there in the world, and I bring it here to Absolutely Frivolous every week. His name is Dusty Slay. If there are any swear words that I didn't bleep, I don't think there are, but I was laughing. Again, I laugh so much when I edit these pieces that I may miss something. Or if you don't like the topic that Dusty is going to discuss today, I apologize. CFRC apologizes. We do not mean to offend. But again, comedy, laughter, that sort of thing, very subjective. So if you don't like what you're hearing today, still come back next week. There's always a different comedian every week. And we hope you enjoy Justy. He's pretty funny. He's going to talk about how everything is fancy when you're poor and a bunch of other things as well. So, and don't forget, please donate to CFRC's funding drive, cfrc.ca. Thank you. Have a great day. And keep listening to Absolutely Frivolous on 101.9 FM.
I'm pumped to be here. Just pumped to be doing comedy. I used to work at the Home Depot. I don't know if you guys have been there before, but that's a pretty sad place. The slogan for Home Depot is, you can do it, we can help. And it's vague, but I'm pretty sure they're talking about suicide. Just saying, that's how I felt most of the time. I spent a lot of time on the rope aisle, just hanging out. Okay, well, I travel around a lot. I stay at a lot of different hotels. I don't always get the best hotels. I was in this hotel recently and nothing worked. The elevator didn't work. I finally got up to my room and the Wi-Fi didn't work. So I went back downstairs. I was like, hey, the Wi-Fi doesn't work. And he was like, yeah, it's a little shaky. But the network name is Ramada Inn 1. And that's when I realized why it was shaky. Because we weren't at a Ramada Inn. I mean, I could see the Ramada Inn through the window. People in there on their laptops having a good time. He was like, but it works real good down here in the lobby. Won't you just use it here in the lobby? And I'm like, well, obviously you don't know what I need Wi-Fi for. You know what I mean? I'm not working on a spreadsheet up there, buddy. I got stress. I like to wave like this. I do this a lot. I like to wave like this at the end of a joke. Just to let you know that joke's over. A lot of times you'll know because you'll be laughing. Other times I'll have to give you one of these. I like to read bad hotel reviews. You know what I mean? I read one the other day. This guy was like, this hotel room is so disgusting. There was bugs in the bed, blood in the carpet. I felt like I was going to catch a disease. And that continental breakfast was a joke. I was like, dude, you stuck around for breakfast? You got to get out of there, man. He's like, I don't want to sit on none of this stuff, but let's see what they got to eat around here. I was in one hotel room and they had a sign inside the room that said, not responsible for stolen items. So I took some stuff. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm not responsible either. I don't even work here. You know what I mean? I've been needing a lamp with some plugs on it. I'm tired of plugging my stuff into a wall at home. Get a lamp I can plug some stuff into. Hard to find a lamp with USB ports on it, you know what I mean? One hotel room had a list of all the things you could steal and how much it cost, you know? That way, if you want to steal it, they'll just charge it to your account. But they had an ironing board on there for like $20. I was like, that seems like a pretty good deal. Like, I don't do a lot of ironing board shopping, so I don't know. But $20 seems cheap, right? But also, who's bold enough to steal an ironing board from a hotel? You're at checkout, like, nah, I had this when I came in. Yeah, it looks a lot like yours, but I always travel with an ironing board. Good thing, because there's not one in that room. I didn't bring this, I'd be wrinkled up right now. I don't even know how to iron, you know what I mean? I don't know how it works. I know what you do, you know, I know the process, you know, you plug it into the lamp and then you let it heat up. You get hot wrinkles. Then you get a little water in there and then you shoot it, you know what I mean? It's supposed to, I don't know what that does. It just makes it wet and and I try to dry that water. You can heat that water up, but it cools down pretty quick. You know what I mean? I got a new TV recently, and not from a hotel, from, it was a gift. It's been a long time since I upgraded, and I wanted to get rid of the old one, but I didn't want to throw it away, so I decided I would take it to Goodwill. And I showed up at Goodwill with this old TV, and the Goodwill guy was like, nah. He said, we don't take TVs like that anymore. But they did take it later that night when they were closed. Just drop that thing right off. I'm not getting rejected from Goodwill, is what I'm telling you. Not today, not any day. That's a gift. You don't turn down a gift. I had a guy come up to me after a show one time, real muscular guy, and he was like, that happened to me too. He said, the Goodwill guy came out, so he said, we don't take those anymore. And he was like, you won't take it right now, but you'll take it tonight. I was like, wow, that's a different approach. I think if I worked at Goodwill, I'd be like, you know what, I'll just take it right now. I'm not really sure what you mean by take it tonight. I'll just take it while the sun's out. So I dropped it off. I didn't get my receipt, though, so I won't be able to claim that on my taxes. That'd be a tough year. You ever do that? You drop off a bag of clothes at Goodwill, and they're like, you want a receipt for that? I'm like, nah, I don't want proof I ever owned these clothes. It's like, you see what I'm wearing. Imagine what I'm giving away for free. Imagine what I'm too good for. Yeah. I like to get picture frames at Goodwill. Sometimes you get a good deal in there. Sometimes you can get pictures of other people's family. I don't know how that happens. People are like, well, I'm done with this frame and this family. Yeah, they mean a lot to me, but not enough to bend a staple in the back. So I don't have that kind of time. Can't be bending staples all day. All right. I heard this guy on the street the other day. He was like, this year I bought all my presents online. Well, except for some of them. And I was like, well, that's why we invented the word most. Okay. That's a good joke. And it's a good joke. We're having a good time. Very good joke. I like Goodwill. I got this hat at Goodwill. This hat changes me. A lot of people don't know that it changes me because you haven't seen me without it on, right? But if I take this hat off, you're like, oh, man, I bet that guy likes rock music right there. If I put this hat on, you're like, nah, he's got a rock collection. If I take this hat off, you're like, man, that guy looks like the lead singer from the rock band Korn. If I put this hat on, you're like, nah, he grows corn. As a corn farmer. If I take this hat off, you're like, man, I bet that guy smokes weed right there. If I put this hat on, you're like, nah, that guy definitely smokes weed. You know what I mean? This hat can't change everything. You know what I mean? It's not a magic hat. How many people thought my hair was attached to this hat? A lot of people think that. A lot of times people tell me I look like Forrest Gump after he ran for a long time. That's a good joke if it were 1995. And it's still good. It holds up. It holds up. I like to wear this hat when I want to go into a store and just browse, you know? Because the salesman sees me coming in, he's like, nope, I know you're just looking. Bathroom's right over there. Just try to wash your hands in there. Okay. We're having a good time. Yeah. You think this hat changes me? You should see me without this beard. I shaved this beard one time. This girl came up to me and she was like, "Oh, I liked you better with the beard." Which is the exact same thing as saying, "I don't like the way your face looks." "I'll see you in 2 months. I'll take that razor." "Okay. Okay." I went to a flea market not too long ago. I love a good flea market. And thank you. And I was in there, and this lady had this great deal on DVDs, right? And I love DVDs. She had 3 DVDs for $5. And that's a good deal. So I was like, "I'm gonna go ahead and get 6 of these. That way I can get 6 for 10. You know, 3 for $5, 2 times. Pretty easy. But I went up to this lady and I was like, "Hey, I'd like to get these DVDs." She goes, "How many you got there?" I said, 6. She said, "You know it's 3 for $5, right?" I was like, "Yeah, 6 for $10. She goes, "Well, I guess." I was like, "Now, this is your deal. This is just 3 for $5, 2 times. So I figure it's settled, right? I figure, hey, getting it for $10. But then I hear her back there doing math. She's going, shh, 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 shh. Then she closes her eyes. She goes, "All right, that'll be $15. I was like, "Listen, I'm not even trying to bargain with you right now. This is your deal. It's just 3 for $5, 2 times. If you want, I'll buy these 3, and then I'll take off this hat." "And I'll buy these other 3. And that worked. You know what I mean? She didn't know how that second guy got there, but she sold him some DVDs. You know what I mean? Okay. When you hang out with a lot of broke people all the time, like I do, everything's always fancy to them. You know, like the other day, I was hanging out with my mom, and we were out to dinner, and she was like, "Oh, this is so fancy." And I was like, "Mom, it's Olive Garden. Of course it's fancy. That's a good joke." And you don't think it's going to be a good joke, and then you're like, "Oh, you know what? That is a good joke." And it's a good deal. It's your deal. Okay. I used to wait tables. I worked at a seafood restaurant in Charleston, South Carolina, a seafood restaurant called Hyman's. That's right. Which is located on the same block as a restaurant called Sticky Fingers. That's true. Just telling you where it's at. And not everyone knows what a hymen is, and that's okay. I didn't know what it was for a long time, but if you don't know, just go home tonight, look that up. Enjoy that joke on your own time. Just saying, it's a tight joke, and okay, that is too far, and I'm sorry about it. Just don't forget, we're having a good time. There'll be times when you're like, "I'm not sure if we're having a good time anymore, but I'll be here to let you know." But I used to work there, and it's owned by a family with the last name Hyman. And I was working in there one day, and this lady said to me, she goes, "Oh, are you one of the Hymans?" I was like, "Yeah, because they named me Dusty Hyman." You know what I mean? I'm the oldest one, and no one will touch me. A lot of people would come in there, and they would close the menu, and they'd go, "What's good?" I'm like, "Well, open this back up." "It's all inside here. Call this the food menu, and we like to think it's all good." A lot of people like to pair up wines with food, you know, and that's cool, but sometimes they do it in weird situations. Like I had this guy go, "What kind of wine do you recommend with the fried catfish?" I was like, "I don't know, Budweiser?" Or people come in there and they'll be in a real big hurry. They're like, "Can we be in and out of here in 30 minutes? I'm like, "Hell, you can leave right now." You me hold you up. You got stuff to do, I hear you. Some people think they're tricking you. You know, they're like, let me get a large glass of water, a lot of lemons, a lot of sugar. I'm like, you know we sell lemonade, right? I'm watching you. I see what you're doing. You get a lot of tourists in there, and that's cool, but they ask a lot of weird questions. You know, they're always like, what's something non-touristy we can do? Which I think is a weird question, because you're on vacation. You should do touristy things. But they're like, what's something non-touristy we can do? I'm like, I don't know. You can get in your car and go home. You know what I mean? That's the most non-touristy thing you can do. You can buy a house. You know what I mean? Just move on in. They're like, well, we want to do something the locals do. What's something the locals do? And I'm like, well, I'm local. Right now, I'm at work. Guess I can get you a job. Hell, you can take my shift. We'll do something the tourists do. There's a lot of words you got to be careful using, you know. The other day, I was like, obituary is one of those words. The other day, I was on the street, and I said that, and this lady was like, what'd you call me? I was like, you ain't nothing but an obituary. I heard this guy the other day. He was like, man, I live so close to that bar, it ain't even funny. I thought, why would that be funny? He said, it's so cold outside right now, it ain't even funny. And I thought, has there ever been an appropriate temperature where you go outside and it's just hilarious? You're like, woo, had to come back in, catch my breath. It's just too funny out there right now. I was gonna go to the store, get us some snacks. I can't do it right now. Better wait till it cools down or heats up, one of the two, but temperature it's at right now is just getting me right in here. Too funny. In the summertime, we have what they call the heat index, you know? That's why the weatherman comes on TV and he says, looks like it's going to be 80 degrees tomorrow, but it's going to feel like 100 because of the heat index. And I'm like, man, that's pretty convenient. Wish I could use that for things in my life, you know what I mean? Like if I'm going to take a girl out on a date and we get back to my car and I'm like, listen, I know it looks like I drive a 1992 Ford Tempo. It's going to feel like a Ferrari. You know what I mean? Because of the heat index. Well, if we're out, we're having some drinks, I'm like, listen, I know it looks like I'm trying to get you drunk, but it's going to feel like we're getting to know each other. Because of the heat index. Well, if we get back to my place, I'm like, listen, I know it looks like I live in a trailer. It's going to feel like a double wide. You know what I mean? Because of the heat index. Plus, we just got that one window unit, so it's going to be hot in there. It's going to be warm. Toasty. I don't know where my credit score's at these days. I don't know a lot about credit scores, you know. I've been seeing a lot of commercials for checking your credit score. These commercials act like you can fix all your problems by just checking your credit score. They say things. They don't give you no other instructions, you know. They just want you to check it. They say things like, you don't want to live with your parents forever, do you? Well, you better check that credit score. But it's like, if you check it and it's bad, it's still bad. Like, checking don't help. Like, I'd like to see this play out in a bank somewhere, right? Like, some guy comes in to get a loan, and the banker's there, and he's like, well, Jim, your credit score's terrible. But I see here that you've been checking it a lot. We appreciate that, so. Here's a house. Every one of those credit score commercials, the people on the TV, they never heard of checking their credit score. They have no idea, right? They never heard of a credit score. They pull out their phone, check it, great credit. Like, wow, amazing. I want to see a real credit score commercial. And the guy pulls out his phone, he's like, what, 170? Is that good? And then someone comes in and takes his phone. MRB.
mixing African gospel with the music of Aretha Franklin, Peter Gabriel, and more. Grand on Stage presents Peace by the Grammy-winning Soweto Gospel Choir. Tuesday, November 25th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Soweto Gospel Choir and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.